This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 358, How to Lose Handwriting Points on the Writing Exam.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, we answer a student question about using cursive writing on the IELTS exam and learn exactly how much the examiner cares. What's going on, Jessica? How's it going today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm doing well.
Yeah?
I'm just feeling like so motivated and positive about 2017.
Good.
I feel really good.
I'm glad to hear that.
Did you make any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, I did. Actually, yes. I don't take it too seriously. It's a bit superficial, but my resolution is to expand my wardrobe because for real? Yeah. What I'll do is I'll go and I'll buy two shirts and they're very similar and I'll decide that I like one more than the other for no particular reason. And I'll just wear that one. And so I end up re-wearing the same clothes a lot, like too much, like to the point where my friends are like, Lindsay, you got more than one pair of jeans?
Oh my God. No, I have this one pair of black jeans that I wear every day until they look dirty enough.
Yeah.
Maybe because they're muddy, and then I'll wash them and wear them right away again. It's one pair of black jeans. I need a new pair of black jeans. Yeah.
We have the same problem, it sounds like. So yeah. I made a resolution I did a little shopping. I got some awesome New Year's Christmas, post-Christmas sale deals. Incredible. Nice. It's like they almost paid me to take the clothes away. Right. Basically, you know,
isn't that the dream?
It's like, that's awesome. Mark down 50% and then you get to the cashier and it's another 30% off. It was incredible.
Oh my God.
Incredible. So
I'm so jealous.
Trying to expand the wardrobe. And now the key is actually wear the clothes that are in the closet. You know what I mean? That's the hard part. Like I can have them in there, but I'll ignore them and I'll just choose one shirt or two shirts I love and just wear them over and over. Yeah. It's horrible. It's bad. Yeah.
What sparked this? Like, why do you think this is something you have to change? Because I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing.
Yeah, it's not a bad. I mean, there are much worse habits and much worse ways to be in the world. I don't think it's really a bad thing either. I'm bored. I'm bored of I'm tired of putting on the same things, like the same sweater all the time. You know, bored of it. Yeah.
No, I get that though. And it's not about like the clothes themselves or like being like fashionable. It's
not
this.
Really.
Because I've sort of revisited that idea lately too. And you know what's funny? It's this idea of not being bored with your life, of shaking things up a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how can we do that? How can we keep our mind active? How can we, you know, stay current, right?
Yes.
Focused. So that interview that you did with the artist in San Francisco that's in our listening course, that interview comes back to me.
Oh.
And he says, like, just walk a different way every day. Like, you're walking to the same place, but go a different path. Oh. And I did that recently with my dog, and I ended up walking like 2 hours just like on the other. It was ridiculous, it was fun.
That's great. I mean, what about you? Did you make any resolutions this year?
Yeah. It's the same thing. Like, it's not like I make a list and be like, this is what I'm changing about myself.
Right.
It's just sort of like renewing my commitment to developing a meditation habit. Exercising this many times a week, just sort of recommitting myself to goals that I let slip last year.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
Okay. So what are we talking about today?
Ooh, we're talking about handwriting. Good topic, important topic, especially because the IELTS exam, for most people in most cases, the writing test is handwritten. The whole thing is handwritten.
Yes. Yeah. So we did mention recently there is a computer-based version. Don't get scared, guys. That's only for a specific type of visa for the UK. So for everyone else, all you guys out there, you are going to handwrite your essay. So this student is worried about their handwriting and about something we said a long time ago about cursive handwriting.
Yeah. Well, I like the fact that this student has been on our blog reading it very carefully. So that is good. Yes. That's a good sign. The student is headed in the right direction, but we need to clarify something. So why don't we start with the student's question? Do you have it in front of you, Jessica? Because I don't have it in front of me. Okay.
Okay. So this person says, I remember I have one unclear point about IELTS, which I'm not sure if you've already covered in your podcast or not. Mm-hmm. In the podcast, you two said that we had better not use cursive writing on the IELTS writing section. However, when we write, letters are not completely in the block style either, are they? I mean, like these handwritten letters of Obama's, which you can find. And then he gave a link, which I will copy in the blog, guys. I want everyone to read Obama's writing. I love that this person did this. Okay. So my question is it okay to use some seemingly cursive-like letters, such as circling I or cursive R at the end of some words? I hope this question is relevant to other learners.
Okay. Ooh, so good question.
This is a great question. So the episode this person is referring to, it took Lindsay and I, we had to search our blog, our archives, because this is episode 51 that this person is talking about. That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
And that's so awesome that you're researching this.
Yeah.
It's unclear because that's not the total amount of the advice. We're not telling you to not write in cursive. Mm. That's not the point. What we were doing was talking about a specific person's problem of messy handwriting.
Yes.
It's way easier to be messy in cursive because you're just like blah, 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 blah. It's easier to sort of be lazy and more creative with your letters.
Creative is the word right there.
Yeah. So if your handwriting is messy, right, in cursive, then that's the answer. Don't write in cursive.
Yeah.
Print your letters. Now, this is a really good point the student makes, though. I don't write completely print or completely cursive. I don't think anybody does. I connect some of my letters. I don't connect some of my other letters.
Yeah.
That's not the point. You're not graded on your handwriting, first of all. And secondly, it just has to be legible. Like that's it.
Right.
So if it's messy one way, don't write that way.
Yeah.
If it's yeah.
Yeah, making it easy on the examiner. I mean, the last thing we need is for the examiner to get frustrated, right? And have to kind of hold the paper up and turn it one way to figure out what that word is.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. If you would like to get into the Three Keys IELTS Success System and take all the mystery out of the IELTS exam, control that score. Go to allearsenglish.com/keys. That's allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Exactly, exactly. And you know what? Honestly, like, so you're not exactly graded on your handwriting, right? Of course not. There's nothing in the IELTS rubric that is about handwriting, unless it's so messy that the examiner cannot read it at all. Then, of course, you don't get scored because the examiner can't read it. So, but none of you are going to have that problem. The second thing you need to know is that all examiners are teachers. They have a lot of practice at reading all different kinds of writing. So don't worry about your handwriting so much because the IELTS examiner is a trained professional at reading messy handwriting.
Yeah.
So that's the second thing. And then the third thing is if it is super messy, and I said it won't exactly affect your score, but it can. Oh, that's the mailman. But it can because, gosh.
Ozzy.
So if the examiner sees a word and can't read it because of handwriting, then you're going to get knocked down in your vocabulary because it's an assumed spelling error.
Yeah, I like that. That's so important to know. So there are some nuances to this answer that we really want to pay attention to. I mean, I think this comes down to practicing, right? Practicing actually writing out the exam.
Exactly. So 2 weeks before the exam, right, you're sitting down, you're doing the timed practice. But even before that, right, if you don't know if your handwriting is messy or not, then you need to you need some outside feedback. So don't, you know, get some feedback just so you're not worried about it. Because if you don't have to worry about it, don't worry about it. But you do need to ask someone.
Yeah.
An outside person to be like, your handwriting is fine.
Yeah.
What you do need to practice is this vocabulary or whatever.
Well, especially in this day and age, I mean, you may not be used to writing things by hand at all because we're typing everything nowadays. We're typing into our smartphones, on the computer. So we don't have practice anymore writing actually in daily life. And when you put that under time pressure that we have on the exam, we don't want to find out that our handwriting is messy on test day. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, you need to get as much information and practice as you can before test day. Like Lindsay said, you don't want to be surprised at all on test day. I mean, in the last episode, we talked about the speaking plan. It's the same idea. Control what you can. Yes. In the episode before that, we talked about knowing exactly what the examiner needs to see for a 6 or for a 7 in the speaking, in the writing. This is all the stuff you guys need to know before exam day. So by the time you do go, you're looking forward to it. You have this attitude of like, I know what's going to happen and I know I'm going to rock it. And all those mental blocks are gone. All you are experiencing is this, like, this confidence, and you're looking forward to this exam because you know you've prepared as much as you can.
I love that. And prepared in the right way, right? I mean, it's a big red flag, as we've said before, if your teacher that you're working with has you type up your essays, right? You should handwrite them and then type them up if you want to send them to a teacher, or handwrite them and scan them.
Exactly. You have to handwrite them first, guys. Mm-hmm. I think it would be beneficial to like catch spelling or grammar errors if you handwrite mm-hmm. them and then type them into a word processing mm-hmm. program, right? Because you mm-hmm. could learn from that.
Yeah.
As long as you're not presenting that as your work, you need to present the teacher with your original work so they can give you honest feedback. But if you want to learn from your mistakes, then that is useful. But again, you always have to start with handwriting.
Yeah, no, I love that. Really good question today.
Yeah, awesome. So thank you so much, listener who wrote this, for listening to episode 51.
Wait, is it 51?
And like going back in our archives.
Yeah. Is it 50 or 51?
Oh, it's 50. Seeing 50. It's 50. That's okay. I keep making that mistake.
That's all right. It's episode 50. That's good though. So, I mean, anyone who wants to read that original episode, that original blog post, guys, you can come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com, type in 50. And if you want to look at the show notes for this episode, go back to the site and type in 356? Is that right? 358.
Okay. Yeah. So that's this episode. So, wow. We've done over 300 episodes since the one that this person is referring to.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. It's amazing. And if you guys have spent a lot of time on our blog, you've gotten to know us, and you know that we're the ones who have the strategies that you need to get you to your target score, then just jump into our course and save yourself some time. You get our 30-day study plan or our 60-day study plan where we show you exactly what to do each day. Okay? So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what it comes down to. And that can summarize these amazing activities and advice that we've given you, especially in the last three episodes. Like, that's what's sticking in my mind. Mm-hmm. Because we've already put together all of this for you. We know what the examiner wants. We've typed it out. We've made the speaking test day plan. We've made the anti-anxiety module. Yeah. We've taken all the guesswork out of studying IELTS, right?
Exactly.
All of the anxiety and doubts, taken all of that out of studying IELTS because we have created our course, right?
Yes.
It's all there. So, I mean, yeah, listen to all the podcast episodes that you possibly can, but they're not in order. They're not in order.
And yeah, they're not in order. And they also don't offer our guarantee, right? So we have the score increase guarantee, and that shows you that we stand behind our strategies, guys. If you do 100% of the work in the course that we tell you to do, we guarantee that you'll increase your score on at least one section of the test. And we stand by that, guys. All right. So,
for sure.
Yeah. The only way to get that guarantee, guys, is to join the course. You don't get that, obviously, by just jumping around on our blog for free. So,
and you know what? I mean, it's not like we waited to see if the course worked before we guaranteed it.
Yeah.
We guaranteed it right away because we knew already that it worked because it was all the stuff that I've been teaching for a decade. Yes. It's all in there. It's already proven.
Right? Yeah. Day one, we had that guarantee up, guys. And now if you want to see all of the success stories and people who have taken advantage of that guarantee have gone through the course, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get in there yourself. We're excited to welcome you into the Facebook group and into the course.
For sure. Definitely. Cool. Okay. Awesome. We have, well, I mean, 358 is this episode.
It's amazing. It's amazing. We have a body of work. It's incredible. It's like, woo.
It's a huge body.
It's a huge body. Ever growing body.
A huge, beautiful, growing body. Let's end there.
Yeah, I love that.
That's a good note.
All right, Jessica, this has been great. Thanks for hanging out. I'll see you back here next time. Same place, same show.
Same bat time, same bat hour. All right, sounds good.
All right.
Have a good day.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.